Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Millions, maybe billions of words have been written about BP's runaway oil well. Yet words still fail us. We still lack the right term for what's happening in the Gulf. So we turn to Paul J.J. Payak for guidance. He's president of the Global Language Monitor in Austin, Texas, where he tracks changes in the language, including the words most often used to describe the oil in the Gulf.
Overwhelmingly, the top word is oil spill, which is actually quite a disappointment. Many times when you have new events in the language, the language leads the event. You can actually, there's new words that pop up in profusion.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we haven't seen that many new words. What we've seen is the old way to describe an oil spill. The Exxon Valdez has a crash, spills the oil out, and that's a spill. But this is different. This is a lot different than a spill.
Because a spill connotes a fixed amount that spilled from a container into where you don't want it. That's not what's happening here at all.
In our case, we're not talking about a spill. We're talking about an oil field that's estimated at 3, 4, 5 billion barrels erupting, but we still refer to it as a spill.
What other words are people trying out here?
Okay, they're trying out things like a disaster, the Gulf oil spill disaster. Another one that's pretty high up is Valdez, from the Exxon Valdez, okay? And then we have blowout, and that's been used in the oil industry for probably 100 years now. It's given a lot of rise to people talking about an apocalypse and things of that nature.
I've come across the terms oilpocalypse and oilmageddon.
Yeah, well, let me get in. Well, those are, you know, that's like the snowpocalypse in Washington, D.C., right? And Snowmageddon, that was very widely adopted by the media. So we're looking for things like that. We're looking for those clever formations, but they haven't really taken hold. Other words that people are using are gusher,
mm-hmm.
plume. Another one that we found in the foreign press was torrent. A torrent of oil.
Torrent. That's good, because it's pouring forth. Yeah.
But again, its bill is used 1,000 times more than torrent is used.
Gusher is a pretty good one. It's accurate, I think. However, when you think of a gusher, you think, well, that's a good thing. Hey, we struck it rich. We hit a gusher.
Right. And that's you always have to explain that a gusher isn't necessarily good. When people are looking at a gusher, all that oil and gas, et cetera, is being wasted.
The incident is, however, giving us a lot of new and interesting terms, top kill, junk shot, things like that. What are you learning from tracking that kind of language that's emerging?
That's very interesting. Top hat was number one, okay, and then blowout, and then top kill, and then torrent as a technical term. Now, number five is really interesting to us, Macondo blowout.
Macondo. Why mm-hmm. is Macondo being used with this BP incident?
Well, first of all, it's the Macondo field. When you buy a tract, you name it. And evidently, this was named the Macondo tract. Okay, now, it's from a book, 100 Years of Solitude, by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And that is a book that you could look at it that is about a faded town. Some may say cursed.
Yeah, Macondo gets wiped away in the end of the book.
It gets wiped away, and during the multiple generations that you read about, there is some happiness and joy, but there is this insurmountable number of things that need to be overcome, horrendous things. Let me read from the end of the book. It was as if God had decided to put to the test every capacity for surprise, and was keeping the inhabitants of Macondo in a permanent alternation between excitement and disappointment, doubt and revelation, to such an extreme that no one knew for certain where the limits of reality lay.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez could have been writing about the Gulf today. It's amazing.
Certainly sounds that way. Certainly sounds to reverberate with this whole end of 100 years of solitude and the summation of what's going on.
Macondo. Wow. Thanks very much.
Okay, talk to you later. Thanks a lot.
Paul J.J. Payak is Chief Word Analyst with the Global Language Monitor. Now, don't you be speechless. Let us know what word or phrase you think best describes the oil mess in the Gulf. Send your words our way to our Facebook page at PRI's Living on Earth, or comments at loe.org, or our listener line, 800-218-9988.